Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Fauci admits that the vaccine can make people worse. You would think he wouldn't admit this. Maybe he's feeling he's forced to, because we keep waking more and more and more people up. Not to the percentage that I would like, but every single day, a few more people wake up to the truth, and they know that's happening. But that's not going to stop them. Just because Fauci might be admitting this here and now or at some point in time, it doesn't stop them from pushing their globalist agenda. Remember, Fauci admitted that masks don't work. You know what? I'll play that for you later on, because it's been so long. He did it so long ago, people don't even play it anymore. But now we'll get to all of this stuff. But Fauci admitting that the vaccine could make people worse, and he's basically citing the immune enhancement, the antibody immune enhancement, where your antibodies could make it so that you actually get sicker. As we have been saying it, well, your immune system actually gets weaker, and then it allows the sickness. It's really kind of the way you could say it, where your immune system attacks itself and gets weaker, especially with these spike proteins, and then a new sickness could come in, or even the same sickness but a variant of it, and you could get it much worse. Which, you know, folks, we told you the vaccine wasn't even going to be effective because it goes into your blood, and airborne viruses, they can't cure and stop airborne viruses. They've never been able to, because your respiratory tract is different than your blood system. The antibodies are different in that, if you don't know that. People who have seen my other videos are well aware. You know what? The last several videos, if you just watch the last, I guess, four videos counting this one, you'll be more informed on everything that's going on with the vaccines than most people in the world. I mean, I've even been amazed about the information that I have been bringing you guys. If you've been missing some shows, go back and hit some other shows. They're worth it, especially, you know, this one and then the last three or four, something like that. Check them out and then go down the rabbit hole and check out a whole bunch of ones way in the past. I stand by all the ones that I've done in the past, been proven right over and over and over again. Now Fauci is saying, yeah, Ben Armstrong's been right the whole time. And yeah, we were wrong the whole time, but it wasn't that Fauci's basically saying, it wasn't that Fauci didn't know. Fauci has known this the whole time. He's admitting he's known this the whole time. He just doesn't want to tell you the full truth, because then you wouldn't go out and get his vaccine. But he always lets, because he has knowledge of the truth, he always slips up and lets the real truth come out from time to time. I'm going to give you examples of this. Here he's talking with Mark Zuckerberg, and I don't even know why, but he is. He's talking with Mark Zuckerberg, and here he is admitting that the vaccine can actually make people worse. Why didn't he say this at the beginning? Because he's going to let you know he also has known this was a possibility way beforehand. Take a listen.
Safety study, Mark, is to see if I inject it in the arm, does it have some sort of idiosyncratic or bad reaction? There's another element to safety, and that is if you vaccinate someone and they make an antibody response and then they get exposed and infected, does the response that you induce actually enhance the infection and make it worse? And the only way you'll know that is if you do an extended study, not in a normal volunteer who has no risk of infection, but in people who are out there in a risk situation. This would not be the first time, if it happened, that a vaccine that looked good in initial safety actually made people worse. There was the history of the respiratory syncytial virus vaccine in children, which paradoxically made the children worse. One of the HIV vaccines that we tested several years ago actually made individuals more likely to get infected. So you can't just go out there and give it unless you feel that in the field, when someone is getting infected and exposed, being vaccinated doesn't make them worse.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to act like that's what they did. What he's not telling you here which makes it even worse. He's not telling you everything that he knows. He knew for sure that the mRNA technology trying to cure SARS, the first SARS. Remember, COVID-19 is SARS-2. It's SARS-CoV-2. Okay? That's what it is. It's SARS part 2. So when they were doing studies on SARS-1 and they tried mRNA gene therapy technology where they put the spike proteins in the blood cells on animals, they knew that this antibody immune enhancement happened to these animals, and when they were reintroduced to a new virus way down the road, their immune system killed them, the animals themselves. That's SARS-1. He knows it. He doesn't mention this. He doesn't tell you, well, we had animal studies with this type of gene therapy technology that we use as an experiment in all of these people. We saw in SARS-1 that the animals all died from it actually making things worse for them. So we knew for a fact that it was a massive possibility it would happen to the population. But we won't admit that. I'll act like, oh, yeah, when I was working on an HIV vaccine. No. They knew from SARS-1 specifically, and you're dealing with SARS-2 right now. COVID-19 is SARS-2. So they knew that antibody immune enhancement not only was possible from the animal studies, it was likely. And he might be admitting this because he knew at some point people are going to, as a few episodes ago, I showed you Dr. Bakhti talking about how some doctors in Germany examined some people who were not supposed to have died of COVID-19. They were not labeled as vaccine deaths. They were just supposed to just have died, but they examined their organs because the family members said they wanted them, they were suspicious. They wanted them examined because these people did get vaccinated. And they found out that, oh yes, in the organs, there was evidence of their own antibodies attacking their organs. Why would that happen? Because they were attacking the spike proteins in the blood cells. So we know it's actually occurred. What they saw in the animal studies with SARS-1 has occurred. How big will it occur across the world? I don't know. They don't know. Remember, this is an experiment on human beings, and human beings are not animals. So you never know exactly how, and you don't know if our immune system will fight it off better than the animals, or will kill the spike proteins, maybe damage your heart a little bit, but you survive it and then you get the spike proteins out. All I know is if you keep putting jabs in you, you're going to keep putting spike proteins in your body, and your immune system's going to want to attack your own body. I know that. The science is in. That we used to wonder if that was going to happen because of the animal studies. Now we've seen it in people, so it does happen. We just don't know how often, and they're never going to look to study that stuff, and they're never going to give you evidence of that stuff. They're going to hide it all. Even here, when he's admitting that we've been right the whole time, he still hides what he knows. You think I know about the animal studies, but Dr. Fauci doesn't? A talk show host knows this stuff, but Dr. Fauci doesn't know anything about that. He didn't know that there was animal studies showing that this would happen. He knew for sure. He knew the whole time. This is why I'm saying he's an evil man. He's an evil man because he knows the truth. At times he wants to be on the side of truth and slips the truth out. But then for his whatever financial or globalist motives, either way, or whoever is telling him to do whatever he's doing, because there are people in his ear, whatever his reasons are, he purposefully will just do a 180 from the truth and lie directly to the world. Not just the American people, the world. You know how evil you have to be? Here's some more evidence. Remember, Dr. Fauci admitted we were right a long time ago about not just the vaccine can cause your antibodies and your immune system to be harmed and then actually make you have a worse time with COVID and its variants. We were right. What about the vaccine when they were promising you get the vaccine, you're fine. Nothing will happen. And we kept telling you, your vaccine isn't even going to do anything. It's not even effective. And in fact, you will still get the variants. It doesn't protect you against the variants. It can't possibly, because it goes into your bloodstream and not into your your lungs, where your antibodies are for your respiratory tract. So they'd have to be able to cure the common cold. This is what I've always told people, and it's they can't get around this. Science would have to be able to cure the common cold in order to tell you that they can cure COVID-19 and stop people from being infected with the vaccine. When they say a vaccine can stop COVID-19, I knew they were lying right away, because that would be them saying, we have cured the common cold. We can do it. But they don't say they can cure the common cold. Why don't they just say you've cured the common cold, Fauci? Because the common cold is a coronavirus just like COVID-19. COVID-19 is a coronavirus. If you can cure COVID-19, then you can cure the common cold. They can't. They put stuff in your bloodstream and it doesn't even help your lungs and your respiratory system. Two different antibody tracks. Two different ones. That's a scientific fact. But here he is admitting, and I don't know why they ended up admitting this, but probably because they know the overwhelming evidence is coming. But this is from InfoWars. Remember when he admitted that the vaccine does not protect you from getting sick and you can still be hospitalized. But remember, they lied and told you the opposite. When we were people like me were getting banned. People were putting videos up on YouTube, on Twitter, getting banned for saying things like this. And then Fauci comes out and admits, oh no, those people were right.
You know, we didn't have that.
Oh, and by the way, I was going to start that with, you heard a glimpse of Bill Gates. Bill Gates is in this too. Remember, Bill Gates helps fund this and is in lockstep with Fauci. So you're getting Bill Gates and Fauci admitting that the vaccines don't do what they told you they were going to do.
You know, we didn't have vaccines that block transmission. We got vaccines that help you with your health, but they only slightly reduce the transmission. So we need a new way of doing the vaccine.
We're starting to see waning immunity against infection and waning immunity in the beginning aspect against hospitalization. And if you look at Israel, which has always been a month to a month and a half ahead of us in the dynamics of the outbreak, in their vaccine response, and in every other element of the outbreak, they are seeing a waning of immunity, not only against infection, but against hospitalizations and to some extent death, which is starting to now involve all age groups.
So it was all right. That was from Alex Jones's InfoWars. Folks, that's him admitting we were right the whole time. He had to, because in Israel, he leaves out information. I mean, what he's not fully telling you is, and you can see now I understand why he had to come out and say it, is in Israel, the vast, vast, vast majority of people that were getting sick and or even dying were already vaccinated people, not the unvaccinated. And that's something he did not want to say. So it was like they try to get out in front of it and slowly leak information to eventually say, yeah, these guys, I mean, it's hard. We've been lying this whole time, but at some point people are going to figure out that we've been lying. So let's throw that out there. Then we can go back and say, no, we said this. Look, I said that this was a possibility. I said it back right here. And then they'll point to it and say, oh, no, I said this months ago, when they know the mainstream media won't play that stuff. But they want it on record that they're saying what we're saying to cover their behinds so that they can go back and try to say, no, but the problem is we have them all over the place saying the exact opposite. The exact opposite. And that's what CNN will play you. Folks, don't forget Anthony Fauci. Before he was told to push the mask thing, and remember, the mask thing is about power and control, and you had to have a perception of there's a pandemic, because people didn't even know they were sick and they were going out and getting tested. I might be sick. I have no symptoms, but there's this fake PCR test that says I'm sick when you're not sick, and it was all a bunch of scam. But they realized we need people to wear masks. Then everyone thinks that there's this massive pandemic going on. It's a psychological warfare. Before they realized they needed that, well, the globalists knew it, but before they forgot to tell Fauci, hey, Fauci, we need this. Fauci came out and thought, well, I'll tell the truth about masks. And here he did on 60 Minutes. Then the globalist, right after this, came to him, or somebody did, and he totally says the opposite and has kept saying the opposite forevermore. He hasn't gone back to the truth. But here he is from learning the truth. It slips out because he didn't know he wasn't supposed to speak the truth on this.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course, of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill.
Folks, understand that when Dr. Fauci told the truth about masks don't work, then they tried to cover up and said, well, he said the masks, though, the reason why is because we needed it for doctors, for the healthcare workers. At the time, what he was admitting is healthcare workers wear masks, not, this is a fact, not to protect themselves from viruses. A doctor and nurses, when they're in surgery, wear masks to protect you. And again, not from viruses. They are wearing a mask to protect you from bacteria. So that when you're having open heart surgery, the doctor has a mask on so he doesn't spit or sneeze into you when you're having open heart surgery, not because they're afraid a virus is going to kill you, because they can't stop, that mask isn't going to stop a virus. If the doctor has a cold and he has a virus, you're probably going to come after the operation and get that cold, because the mask ain't going to stop it. They didn't wear masks to stop viruses. They're wearing masks to stop bacterial infections, because if you have open heart surgery and then get a bacterial infection in there, it can kill you. And they're trying to protect you from bacteria. And these punks tricked you and made you think that these doctors are wearing masks without ever saying this, but they knew the mass populations. They can trick you into thinking this psychologically. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, doctors wear masks. They wear masks to block bacteria, and the bacteria is much larger. Viruses, and the COVID virus is, COVID-19, is 0.12 size in microns. It goes right through a mask, whereas a hair, by comparison, is 77 microns in size, 0.12. It means that if you were to look at the fibers of the mask and the size of the virus, the fibers of the mask and the space between would be like, a lot of people put it this way, I've heard it and it's a good example, a giant garage door. And you open up your garage door and the size of the virus is a fly. Is that fly going to get stopped when your garage door is open and you stack a whole bunch of garage doors and say no fly can ever get in because there's a little wall here between each garage, even though there's all this empty space? That's the fibers crisscrossing in your mask are like the size of a garage door. The virus is that small, it can go through like nothing. Folks, if you can breathe oxygen through your mask, it's not blocking a virus. You'd have to suffocate and die in order to know that your mask is actually blocking a virus. So anyone who wears a mask and is breathing, your mask is doing jack squat to block viruses. It might block some bacteria. That's why he's saying spittle. It might do that. It could slightly reduce viral load slightly from a virus, because virus can be in spittle too. But the mist of the virus will come through with ease. People have shown using vape, which is very easy, or you could just use smoke. Blow smoke right through the mask and you will see. The smoke gives you an indication. And remember, smoke particles are way bigger than the virus. Way bigger. And even smoke gets through. Even if the mask blocked the smoke, That still wouldn't prove that it can block a virus because a virus is much smaller than smoke particles. I'm sorry, off the top of my head, I don't know the size of smoke particles, but I know they're much bigger, much, much bigger than the virus. So when Dr. Fauci told you the truth about masks, now he still lies. Don't tell me this man isn't evil when he knows that what I just said is a scientific fact, that especially a cloth mask, masks, especially cloth masks, cannot in any way stop a virus. Secondly, they push this. He's had to admit this. I don't have the cut of this, but he's admitted I'm right on this. We and a lot of other people said this when they first were pushing the mask. You're covering your nose and your mouth. Your eyes are the second most popular way, I guess to put it. If you're not breathing in a virus, people also catch viruses through their eyes. Did you know that? So if you don't breathe it in through your nose, which is probably the number one way that you will catch a virus, the number two way would be through your eyes. And there is clips of him admitting, well, for masks to, and for us to really be effective at blocking the virus, you'd have to wear goggles. Remember that? And always remember this. Dr. Fauci admitted he lied to you about masks when he told you to wear two masks. Because they promised you that one mask works, it's effective. Remember, it's effective and it works, one mask. Then they came back and said, oh, you know what? You need to wear two masks. Well, by saying that, they're saying, well, yeah, we lied. That whole time we told you one mask works, it doesn't really work. You need two masks. Two masks don't work either, folks. That doesn't work either. They were just doing that. I really do think they told people to wear two masks just to see how many slaves are really out there, and they laughed. I think they laughed every time they saw people wearing two masks. They would wear two masks to be funny on camera. Yeah, Fauci wore two masks just to see. But he's doing it to see how many people can we get to wear two masks? I mean, can we get these people to do anything we want? This is not a joke. These people are that vindictive, that evil. How do I know? Because Dr. Fauci knows for a fact, I just played him, that masks don't work. So for him to tell you to wear two masks, that's a joke to him. He's mocking and laughing at you by telling you to wear two masks. Don't you get that? You got to get it now. I love you guys. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. See ya!